Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, October 16th. You'll be interested to know, 47 years ago, today, in 1978, the election of Pope John Paul II marked a historic milestone as the first non-Italian pontiff in more than 460 years, inspiring global hope and renewal. His leadership energized millions, elevated interfaith dialogue and pastoral outreach, and set a renewed tone for the universal mission of the Roman Catholic Church. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Thursday at Tourmaline. This morning, it's looking clean with 2+ feet of swell rolling in from the southwest. Conditions will shift to fair around 10, then become choppy as the wind picks up to onshore at 6 miles per hour by 11. Expect the wind to stay onshore and increase throughout the afternoon, reaching 10 miles per hour by 1. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 4-foot high tide, when the southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 13 seconds, and the offshore wind is 3 miles per hour. The first high tide on Thursday will be 4.5 feet at 7:30 a.m., followed by a 2-foot low tide at 1. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 67 degrees for the water temperature. Friday brings fair conditions with waves around 2 to 3 feet and light offshore winds in the morning. Saturday sees a slight increase to 3+ feet, but inshore winds create choppy conditions by afternoon. Sunday offers the most size, reaching 3 to 4 feet, with fair conditions in the morning before choppy surf returns later. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 58 degrees with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:14 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:57. It looks like we're in for a sunny Thursday with a high near 73 and a gentle north wind at 5 to 10, gusting up to 20. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 57 and light north winds. Looking ahead in the weather, Friday will be sunny with a high near 75 and a northwest breeze up to 10 miles per hour, then mostly clear overnight with lows around 58. Saturday and Sunday stay mostly sunny with highs in the mid-70s and nights in the upper 50s. Then Monday remains mostly sunny with highs near 73 and mostly cloudy skies at night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the North County Transit District announced it will suspend all coastal rail service between San Diego and Oceanside on October 25th and 26th. This closure is necessary for routine railroad maintenance and major infrastructure work. Regularly scheduled service will resume on the morning following the closure. According to NCTD officials, weekend closures occur periodically throughout the year to allow construction crews to work safely on the rail line. Work will take place at locations including Del Mar Bluffs, Santa Fe Depot, and the Los Penasquitos Lagoon. Officials remind the public to cross the rail line only at designated crossings. Now on to sports. When your back is against the wall, there is only one way out. Start throwing punches. That is how Blue Jays closer Jeff Hoffman described his team's situation ahead of Game 3, and Toronto did exactly that, answering the noise and electricity of the Emerald City with a thunderous performance. Andrisi Menes, George Springer, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Alejandro Kirk, and Addison Barger, all homered as the Blue Jays, secured a 13-4 victory over the Mariners at T-Mobile Park. This fight is far from finished. And tonight, on Thursday Night Football, the 4-1 Steelers are at the 2-4 Bengals. Kickoff is at 8:15 Eastern on Amazon Prime Video. Pittsburgh is favored by 4.5, and the over-under is 44.5. In local sports, the Minnesota Twins are actively interviewing former Piranha Nick Punto for their managerial opening, emphasizing details and fundamentals. Team sources confirmed that the Twins received permission from the San Diego Padres to speak with Punto, who returned to the big leagues as a coach during the 2025 season. Punto previously coached at Santa Margarita Catholic High in California since 2023 and managed in Major League Baseball's Prospect Development Pipeline League in 2021. The Twins are also considering former Pittsburgh Pirates manager Derek Shelton, New York Yankees hitting coach James Rosen, and Boston Red Sox bench coach Ramon Vasquez. Chicago Cubs bench coach Ryan Flaherty is another candidate pending permission to interview. In top news, here's a sneak peek into Southwest's new boarding plan. The airline is ditching open seating, and travelers will need to adapt to a new boarding group system. Beginning in January, Southwest Airlines will switch to assigned seating, marking a significant change after over 50 years of open seating. Travelers will board in 9 groups, with boarding passes indicating group and number. Priority boarding will allow early access for those with higher ticket classes. The new system aims to improve efficiency and maintain quick turnaround times for flights. The changes will be fully implemented on January 27th. In business news, Disney revealed on Monday that the total cost of 2019's Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker came to $593 million. This makes it the third most expensive movie in history. Remarkably, despite its staggering cost, the film came in under budget. By March 2019, the movie was in line with the budget. Disney earned a reimbursement of $100 million. The film grossed $1.1 billion at the box office. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% to about $112,000. Ethereum is down 2% to just over $4,000. And XRP is down 3% to $2.42. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Ehang Holdings launched a pilotless taxi in Hefei-Anhui province this week, capable of flying more than 100 miles on a single charge. This taxi, named VT35, is part of Ehang's line of long-range, pilotless electric vertical takeoff and landing aircraft. It is engineered to transform intercity aerial travel into a safe, routine, and efficient transportation experience, the company stated. The two-seat vehicle boasts autonomous flight systems and electric propulsion, designed for safer urban aerial travel. With 8 lift propellers, it can land on rooftops and parking lots. No date for global release was provided, but the price is around $913,000. Entertainment news. Apple has quietly made a significant change to its streaming service. On Monday, the company announced that Apple TV Plus is now simply Apple TV with a new identity. This change may seem small, but it signals that Apple is putting every streaming service on notice. By dropping the Plus, Apple is positioning itself confidently in the market. The company wants consumers to focus on its original content, not just the hardware. This rebrand unifies Apple's video ecosystem and emphasizes its commitment to building a leading entertainment platform. Every other streaming service should take note as Apple builds its content library with high-quality shows. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American theologian and author, Reinhold Niebuhr. And he said, "Nothing worth doing is completed in our lifetime, therefore we must be saved by hope." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.